I definitely think having the same love languages and understanding how to love your partner is very, very important, because how you may want to be loved, that's probably not how they're used to receiving love or don't know how to love in that way. So don't get mad if you're constantly showering them with gifts, because your love languages are
People
gifts.
don't get it. Welcome back to another episode of They Love Our Energy podcast. I'm your host, Renata Nicole.
And I am Treya Antoinette.
And welcome to this week's episode.
Episode, baby. We back again.
Yes, we're still in February.
February.
I know.
Man.
Right. Valentine's Day coming up. You got any plans?
You know, no.
Not at the moment.
We're like a spur of the moment type of people's like, oh, you see this restaurant? Should we go?
Right.
And I'm like, oh yeah, we can go. But I do want to see the new Avengers.
Unfortunately, my husband is not an Avengers person, so he doesn't never want to go.
He's not a Marvel person?
Girl,
or just Avenger?
No, Marvel in general.
So he likes DC?
Girl, he don't.
What the fuck, man?
He don't. Anything with superheroes? No, he not. He not feeling it.
You can't be my friend anymore.
Girl, I can convince him.
I got Groot over there. I got Wonder Woman, even though she's DC, but it was a woman.
Yeah.
I love me some Deadpool, some Venom.
Yeah. We'll see, because lately on Tuesdays, we've been kind of going to the movies, because by my house, it's half price day on Tuesdays. And it's just a really good movie there. They got good food in there, good
drinks.
What is
it called?
I can't remember, actually.
Oh.
I had to let you know when I find out.
Okay. No, we kind of have like the Cinemark membership thing where we pay $8 a month or whatever it is. But we always get a free ticket. So technically you're paying for a free ticket. And when we don't go to the movies, we have like all those movie creds. So I think at the end of the year, we had like six movie creds.
Oh, that's good.
So I was just like,
over like that.
I was like, oh, okay. So we get 20% off on the concession and the food because you gotta go to the cut because the cut have food.
Yeah.
But I only eat I only eat chips and queso and jalapenos. So
yeah, I be tearing them. We begin. Oh, last time we went to see One of Those Days.
Okay, you went. You didn't tell me.
I didn't. Okay. Yeah, so I did go. I enjoyed it. They had this like churro ice cream thing. Girl, I saw that thing.
I was gonna say you messed that up, didn't
I
you?
I tore it up.
But girl, why did I see a video of our on Snapchat when we went to a certain person's like anniversary?
Mm-hmm.
And sorry you guys, it's right here. We went to a certain person's anniversary and all we did was order the white chocolate with the ice cream and the strawberries.
I remember that.
Why?
Talk about a time where you showed up for your friends even though you know you didn't have the money and they picked a high price restaurant, but you still showed up anyway.
And we ordered dessert.
And a
drink.
And a drink.
And that was
it.
It
might have been water. I don't even know.
I think it was probably water or lemonade.
See? We the type of friends that even if we don't have the funds, we still gonna show up for you. We just gonna get the cheapest thing.
Some french fries and we gonna split.
And don't even play because our dessert came with a whole display.
Oh, and they was mad.
Right.
They was mad. They was just like.
I do remember that.
It's
so funny.
You know what? Broke days.
Broke days, for real. Thank God we out of that.
Because our job was playing with us.
Right.
Cutting hours.
That was before COVID. But,
shoot.
Yeah.
We're not going to digress.
Right.
But I did see that and it made me want to go.
Wow,
and I thought about you and I was like, maybe Renata and I should go on a date just to go get the ice.
Go there? Yeah. I remember where it was at, too.
Oh, I pass it every day.
Yeah.
Every day I pass it.
I love that restaurant too. So.
But yeah, I'm not sure what we're gonna do for almost at Halloween.
Right. Don't push us back there for I ain't took no trips yet.
I'm not sure what we're gonna do for Valentine's. So it could probably just be that movie that day,
mm-hmm.
and then celebrate that weekend or something.
Yeah.
Just because I have been taking my husband out for dates.
Good, look at you.
Every Friday.
That's what's
for an excuse for me to drink.
I think it's important for wives to take husbands out. Not just wives, but
I think any
people in general. Like, it don't always have to be on a man.
No, because I literally, we went to Pluckers, we went to Torchy's, they had good margaritas, chips and queso.
Hold on, let me tell you something, because you just made me think something. When we did go see, no, was it one of those
is
days?
It, is
no,
it the pickle, other one. Is it the pickle margarita, pickle hot Cheeto?
No. Oh. When we went to go see, I don't even remember what the other movie was. What was the other movie that y'all went and we went to?
Well, so we've seen
this. The movie before.
Oh, the Den of Thieves.
Yeah. When we went to go see that, I texted my husband and I was like, hey, can I take you out tonight?
Okay. And I take you out.
It's the fact that he didn't answer me. Like, I think he thought I was playing. And so he just was like laughing about it. And I'm like, no, he said in my Luther Vandross voice. That's what he said. And I was like, no, I'm serious. Like, can I take you out? And then he still didn't answer. And so I called him. I said, so you just gonna reject me?
And you gonna play with my feelings?
Right. I said, I'm trying to take you out there. He was like, girl, I thought you was just talking. I'm like, no, let's go out tonight. And we never go out during the week either.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm so serious. And he was like, oh, okay, yeah, you can. And he had a good time. But it was just I guess he thought I wasn't serious.
That's, okay. Yeah. No, because what happens is that my husband will be like, oh, thank you, sugar mama. Every time, like, I'll give out the card or I'll tap pay or something like that. And he goes, I'm well taken care of. Can you see? He's like, you gonna get it? I said, hey, yo. But that brings us to this week's episode. We are talking about the 5 love languages. Especially since we're in almost at hot, I just can't.
It's a perfect episode going into the week of
Thanksgiving.
Going into the week of Valentine's Day. Wow. Yeah. Perfect topic. Love languages. Maybe you guys can be intentional with your love languages this upcoming weekend since it's going to be Valentine's Day.
Yes. Sorry, y'all. I'm still stuck on Thanksgiving. I'm just in a brain loop-de-loop. I do apologize because okay. What the world, man? It happens. But yes, love languages. I think love languages are important in a relationship. Mm-hmm. There are 5. If you don't know the 5, there are love languages. There are affirmations, or words of affirmations, acts of service. There are quality time, physical touch, and what's the last one?
Girl, which ones did you just say?
Gifts.
Receiving gifts.
I definitely think that they're really important for, I guess, my relationship. And I also, some may think different, but I don't think that. I'm done talking.
Because when you said may, it almost sounded like how you be saying mate whenever you be in your little accent. Yeah, it mate almost came out sound like. But yes, I agree with you. It's okay that you have a brain fart today. It's okay. You on high level energy, so you pray your mind pray all over the place, and it's okay. But yes, I agree. Love languages is a very important part of my relationship as well.
Okay. Do you think that we are naturally drawn to it, or is it something that develops over time? Like, are we born to it? Are we drawn? What is your intake on that?
I feel like it's a mixture of both.
Okay.
I feel like some love languages are shaped as a child and as you go through your childhood. And then I feel like some love languages develop over time through life experiences,
yes,
traumas, through the lack of. So I feel like it's a mixture of both. What about you?
I would say so too. I think that we develop it at a young age with how we're received with our parents in our childhood. And then I also think that it changes over time because you're learning who you are and right. how you want to be loved. Yep. So I definitely think that there's a little bit of both. I also think that while it shapes the childhood, mm-hmm. I also think sometimes it can hinder how you are perceived or how you want to be loved because you might not have received that proper love. Mm-hmm. For an example, my siblings don't really do well with words of affirmation or just any type of affection. So when I tell my, well, my brother is now at the point like, oh damn, that's her, that I, okay, right. I love you too.
Yeah.
But it's hard for him to be like, I love you or right. love you without it being an awkward moment. Right. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So like, I would be like, I love you or love you, brother. Have a great day. And he'd just be like, what do you want?
Right.
And then with my other, with my other sibling, just being nice, she may take it as a negative approach or something like that. So I've learned in the past couple of years of just really developing those relationships is that, they are not perceived or loved the way that I was loved. And sometimes it may be overbearing or it could be, or it could be something where they're learning in their adulthood as well.
Right.
So I definitely think that it's a little bit of both.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And I can relate, and I am going to tap and talk about that. I said tap. Touch on that a little more. Right. I am going to touch on that a little more as we go further into this episode because I do have something to say about that.
Yeah.
Because I can relate. I can relate definitely to your brother. I can relate to that.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is going to be such a great episode because I enjoy talking about love and love languages and I've had many experiences, and this is going to be great. Yeah. But on another note.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you taken a love language test, like the test in general, recently or in the past?
I've taken it in the past. I've taken it probably like 5-7 years ago.
Okay.
Now, how long have I been in Texas? I don't know.
I've known you for about...
a long time.
Yeah, I don't know how many years. That's like 20.
Is it 19 or 20? No, because 2020 happened with COVID. 2019?
Yeah, I think 2019.
I moved here in 2014. So I think 2017, 18 is where I took it. And it told me some good things about myself. My love languages and the order would be physical touch, quality time, acts of service, gifts, then words of affirmation.
Okay.
And the funny thing about it is I was just asking my husband like, oh, give me your love languages and your order. I already know.
You just want to check, see if you had it right.
Yes. Yeah. And he told me, and the funny thing is he put it in the exact same order.
That you had it.
That I have. No, that we.
Oh.
Our love languages are very similar. I just wanted to see if the last three were the same. Because.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. And when you have the same love language, it's like the most powerful connection. And I truly adore it. Like, I don't get annoyed when he touches me. I don't get annoyed when he doesn't get annoyed when I just put a finger on him.
Right.
Like a toe or something just like this.
Yeah.
Versus, I'm not touching you. but yeah, I asked him and he gave me his order. And then I was like, what do you think is mine? And he was like, going down the line. And he was like, well, wait. I was trying to see if anything has changed.
Right.
If the acts of service, gifts, and words of affirmation has changed. And I don't do well with words of affirmation, and I've already kind of explained why. Mm-hmm. I honestly just think that my words of affirmation is different because I got it when I was younger.
Right.
So when I say that sometimes your childhood can kind of hinder that words of affirmation, right, yeah, sometimes I just don't perceive it well. Even if someone tries to affirm me, oh, girl, you a black queen. Okay.
She's like, okay, and?
Thank you. But nothing bad or anything, but I was really happy to hear that we all have the same love languages, but I have been getting more gifts in our relationship. Mm-hmm. So I was trying to see if I would put acts of service over gifts. Mm-hmm. No.
She like, no.
Mm-mm. No. You can help me do the laundry. Little OCD structure, little thing.
Yep. I feel you on that. Yeah.
My gifts is lunch. What you gonna buy me to eat? You gonna give me Starbucks? And be like, Sephora.
She play too much.
But yeah, what about you? Have you taken it? And then what, if you have taken it, what is your love language? And is it different from your spouse?
Yes. So I took it a long time ago. A very, very, very long time ago. And then I took it recently. But I have noticed that my top two love languages have stayed the same over the course of many, many years. And then one, I feel like I have developed to my top three.
Okay.
So my first love language is going to be words of affirmation. My second love language is going to be acts of service. My third love language now is quality time, which did not develop until I met my husband.
Okay.
So I'm like, want to be up this ninja's ass all the time. But it's a good thing.
It's like you want to spin the ball.
I love him so much, and we do not get tired of each other. Like, we spend all of our time together, and like, we enjoy it every time. We be vibing, and I love it. So the good thing is, he don't care. So
yes,
he don't feel like, Renata, I need some space.
That's great. That's really good.
Yeah. So that's my third one. I would say the one after that.
Affirmations, acts of service, quality time. Now you got physical touch, and then you got.
Oh, okay. So physical touch would be my fourth, and then the receiving gifts will be the fifth one for me.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't
give a damn about no gifts.
I didn't really think that in that order. I knew that, and like, if I were to guess your love language in the order, I would put affirmations, and then I would put definitely quality time, and then acts of service, but in your relationship.
Right, yeah.
I
think that the acts of service one kind of overpowers just, like, because you said in my relationship, so I feel like the acts of service, like, if I'm thinking solely on my relationship, I feel like acts of service wouldn't come second, but because acts of service is such a high, like, love language for me, I feel like it just, I can't put nothing else second besides words of affirmation.
And then when I, like, if I did something for you, be like, oh, I got this, you shouldn't have did it.
Right, yeah.
So, you know.
And it's like, I'm, like, one of the most simplest females out, like, the simplest thing, like, if it's something on the floor and people been walking past it all day and one kid pick it up, I'd be like, here go $10 for you. They'd be like, why? Because you picked that up. Because if you didn't, then I would have had to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just so, like, simple. I don't know. I'm just so simple. But ours love languages. Physical touch is definitely his number one. Bro is touchy, touchy, touchy. He won't touch it. Everything, girl, was touching them tits this morning while I'm trying to put makeup on. And it's okay, even though physical touch is my fourth, I still don't mind. Like, he be like, you just let me do it. And I'm like, because I really don't care. Like, you can do it, I don't care.
But let a friend do it. Let me tell y'all, let a friend do it.
Oh, yeah, don't.
It is the most awkward touch ever. Like,
you definitely know.
I've learned that from you. Because when, like,
because we better get into that later.
But. Because I would hug you and you just be like, what's wrong with you? And I just be like,
and I can and will explain that.
Yes.
I can and I will explain
and that. I was just
and
like,
I do that. And yeah, and it's other people
okay.
too that touch me and but I cringe.
The thing is, I was like, okay, I just know to just say hi.
Right.
And I'll touch on some other things too, because I sit here and I just be like,
right.
When I was in high school, I was very touchy-touchy, and like when I was very Philly, so like with my closest friend who's known me for 16 years, mm-hmm. dude, that's all we do is touch. You'd be right. like, are you gay? No. Like, we will sit on each other. If I could insert this picture.
Oh, wow, that would, if you could.
I'm not gonna put Mira on blast.
Bro,
but
that
like,
would have been hilarious.
Like, we will sit on each other. We will hold hands, and I've never been with a girl. Wanted to be with a girl, but she's just like my, she's my person.
Yeah, that's your home.
And then
girl.
she'll be like, back then I used to have some really big boobies. She'll just be like this. She'll be like, damn, I didn't know that you have all this because you just, you don't even put these, you don't even show these. You just wear your four shirts. And she's just like this, and I'm like,
mm-mm. You are hilarious.
I love you too.
Right. Girl, and then as far as Ira's other love languages, physical touch is like very high at the top.
Yeah.
The next I would say would be quality time, and then from there them other three just kind of don't care about no give. He don't need no words of affirmation and acts of service. I mean, I'll put acts of service third. But that's about it. But now that we're like talking on that,
yeah,
let's get into like more of how you feel your love languages or our love languages has strengthened our marriages and our relationship with our spouses. Like, because I know, baby, I feel like, yeah.
I already said it. I think having the same love language kind of just takes it up to the next level, because there's never a dull moment.
Right.
Like, there's always something silly going on. Like, I just did an overnight shift, and literally he texts me at like 4 o'clock the next day. When you coming home? What time are you coming home?
Yeah.
Cause what? And then one of the babies had like a little attach problem, because he's very structured. So when the person that he chooses to go to sleep is not there, it kind of throws him out of whack.
Right.
We're the same. It just throws us out of whack. And I said, I'll call you in 30 minutes. And like, it was 10:30 or not. I got a text message like, so you're not gonna call me and
right.
say goodnight.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm still in this small little kid chair trying to rock a baby to sleep. A toddler at that.
Wow.
yeah, so I definitely think having the same love languages and understanding how to love your partner is very, very important, because how you may want to be loved, that's probably not how they're used to receiving love,
right.
or don't know how to love in that way.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
don't get mad if
right.
you're constantly
exactly.
showering them with gifts,
right.
because your love languages are gifts.
People don't get it.
But the simple thing of like with my husband is just spending time with him,
mm-hmm.
and just a touch or two.
Right.
He is totally fine.
Right.
He is very content. He feels very loved. He's not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's the same, because I'm just like, I could be doing dishes. Like, I told you I was going to go to the gym this morning. No, I was stuck in bed because
right.
I was cuddly.
Right.
Like, the head right
the,
here.
Yeah.
Like, the like the touch of someone. So, I definitely think just understanding how to love your partner can definitely strengthen it. Because if you don't know how to love that partner, they're going to probably seek it somewhere else or get very annoyed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that I never want to feel. And that is something I never want to do. What about you?
Yeah. I feel like, it definitely has strengthened my relationship. And honestly, I feel like it strengthens it daily. Because ever since day one, when we first met, like, we instantly connected.
Yeah.
And so, like, I feel like we've been, like,
on the same wave. The wave is has been just increasing over time is what I feel like. And my husband loves me so good and understands me so well that I always say he deserves, like, you know how a dude be like, I want to get this girl the world. I always be like, I want to give him the world, y'all, because he deserves so much love. Like, he just pours so much into me. And just to have a man who's so intentional of understanding who you are, like, yes, I'm going to make sure I love you, the way that
I'm gonna love you down.
Yeah, I'm going to love you down. Yes. I'm going to love you the way you desire. I'm going to love you.
I'm going to learn you, okay?
Yes, so I be paying attention. Like, I pay attention, so... Yes, so he definitely knows my love languages, and he loves me, and even in the orders and all of that, y'all. And I just do the same for him, even though, like you said, like, even though my number one love language isn't physical touch, but his is, I still make sure that I'm not loving him with my number one, you know what I'm saying, over his number one.
Yeah.
And so he like physical touch, okay. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna touch you, but that kind of rolls into the next thing. Like, what do you do, like, every day to show your spouse that you love them or whatever, or in their love language? And like for me, he liked that physical touch. So
yeah,
when you get home, I'm waiting in the hall. I literally wait in the hall, y'all. Like, and when, as soon as he hit that corner, I go running and my hands wide open. Give me a hug. Give me some sugar. Like he say, give me some sugar. Aww. So I'm about to give you some sugar. We about to cuddle. We finna watch a movie. Lay your head on my chest. I'm finna rub my fingers through your hair. Rub my fingers through your beard. Like, I'm going to touch you because I know that's what you like. And it's so cute. Cause it's like, in a sense, it's like, that's when you can kind of feel a man's kind of like softness, you know what I'm saying? It's like, nah, nigga ain't gay, but sorry,
you,
nah,
sure,
ninja.
You sure did.
My bad. Beep. No, but
I'll try to find that second.
I'll get to it, but yeah, it creates a safe space for the person,
yes,
that you're with.
I agree.
They feel like, it's the best feeling in the world to feel safe with the person you're with. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can open up. You could tip. That made me think about something.
Oh, okay.
It just made me think about something. But.
I was thinking about it, too. I was. I'm sorry. Y'all. Okay.
But, yes, just, like I said, it definitely strengthens in over time. And it's just, when you can really just love your person in their love languages, like, it's y'all against the world, for real.
It really is. Yeah, as my husband says, it releases his, well, first of all, he says it wrong on purpose, but his epidurals. But mm-hmm. You know, when you're touching, you're releasing it's right there. Endorphins.
Yeah, endorphins. I'm like, dang, I know it too.
It just releases the endorphins. So,
yes, it does.
Yeah. My way of just my daily love, mm-hmm. and expressing it and showing it is just like, before I go to the gym, I'll kiss him, mm-hmm. but I'll make sure I'm right back upstairs before he leaves to give him, even if it's just packing his lunch or something like mm-hmm. that, just to make sure that I get sometimes a naked hug or something like I just need a skin moment, or I'll just kiss him. I clean up daily, even though like his love language, like his third would be acts of service, but mm-hmm. he'll be like, you treat me so well, I don't have to worry about the household.
Right.
Like, you go to work too, but I don't have to worry about mm-hmm. coming home to a dirty house. Mm-hmm. I don't have to worry about dinner not being done. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying like, oh, this is what you're supposed to do as a wife, but it's just something that I just do.
Right.
You know? Yeah. So he doesn't have to worry about these. Like, the calmer my household is, the less stressed the outside world is.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
who
like,
come home to a dirty house?
Phew, not me.
You be chaotic yourself when you're in it. You know what I'm saying? What you think they gonna feel when they coming out?
Yeah. The simple kisses, like I said, touching. Mm-hmm. So he'll come in and he'll probably just kiss me or just hold me for like a couple of seconds. When we were very younger, madly in love, we're still madly in love, but we would do this thing called skin to skin. Mm-hmm. Like, can, give me some skin. Mm-hmm. And literally, immediately the shirts come off and we're baby to babies. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing I love. And I like, before I go to bed, just a simple breast on stomach, or he'll massage me daily.
I'm trying to touch the balls.
Listen, that's there too, okay? That's there.
This is so funny. It gets to the point now I feel like I'm kind of excessive,
right?
So when we be out in public, I be like, he be like, don't do that when I'm driving, though.
You
don't
do that in public, too?
Girl, yes, I do.
Baby.
I do.
Let me tell you.
I am touching your balls, bro.
We are walking somewhere, and if he's like, you know I'm short, and he tall, so it's like the perfect range to just swipe.
Yes. Yes.
I literally, if he's in that proximity of an arm, I am... But it's so normal to him to where it doesn't even like affect him. Or a simple like back up into it. Right. Your dad is afraid.
I'm just waiting on that time where
somebody catch you.
Well, hopefully no one does it. But you know, I'm waiting on that moment where you get, when you at a gathering and you like sneak off and do a quickie. Like, I'm waiting on that. I'm scary a little bit, but I'm like, I want to do it one time. It's just like something spontaneous. Like, I just want to do it one time.
Listen, you know, my in-law has lived with me, not us living with them. Mm-hmm. My grandmother lived with me. She's coming back, y'all. But anyway, my mother-in-law literally asked me, she's like, how do you guys have, I don't know if I said it already on the podcast,
yeah,
but it was, how do you guys have sex with your grandmother in the house? I said, the same way we have sex when you're in the house. Mm-hmm. Her mouth dropped, girl. She said, I said, yeah, the laundry room we was in, the bathroom we was in. The closet.
Wow.
We were in. Like, I don't. What do you mean? You think we just go wait?
I know. I mean,
you think we're gonna get a hotel room at our house?
Very healthy part of relationships.
I will never forget that she called and told us that she was on her way when we lived like neighbors. Mm-hmm. Girl, that woman was in the elevator, and all of a sudden we hear, we. But we lived here. She don't live with us. TMI, but I definitely want to be more adventurous in that part of my life.
Right, yeah.
Because we only got probably like
Speaking of which, that reminds me of something that I did want to mention on this episode, because I feel like for those of you whose spouses are let's say spouses or significant others, whatever, who have physical touch as your love language, this is an idea for you guys to try out. Okay, so I haven't done it yet. I'm planning it. It's coming up. So I'm planning my husband a sexcation. Like, instead of vacation, it's a sexcation. So basically, we're going to get a hotel, and the whole weekend is just going to be about
sex, baby.
Yes.
Let's talk about you, spice it up.
Dang, I'm spitting. I must be getting ready. But enough. But to spice it up. I'm going to say to spice it up again. You can literally go on Amazon, and I know y'all probably done seen these before, but they got candles that be like, light me when you want to. F-U-C-K. And you like, there's candles, there's games, like the what's that Jenga game? She can't get past the fact that I said that. Like the Jenga game, there's a Jenga game that's sexual. Like, go to the sex store or whatever. Get those games. Get those blindfolds. Get those handcuffs or whatever y'all do. Whatever you do in your relationship, whatever y'all like, and plan a sexcation.
And you know, toys ain't bad.
No.
They spice it up. We just don't do penises.
I don't. Right.
I could just. Why are you there?
I just can't. This is so hilarious. But that's just an idea.
That is a good idea.
Yeah. And then, like, don't be so caught up in, like, your relationship. Like, say you've been married for, like, 10 years, blah, blah, blah. Get comfortable, y'all. I just sent my husband a picture of my tits yesterday. Then I had to delete down my phone because my kids be touching all the time. I said, we need to make a vault, and you need to put that picture in the vault.
You know you can hide. You know you can hide your pictures.
I did not know that. I don't have it in my phone anymore.
Okay, I'm going to show you one. Can
use a different.
You can hide your pictures and videos in this face recognition.
I did not know that. Let me see. Hide this. That's ugly.
Okay. Oh my God. What is it? You touch the three little thingies.
Uh-huh.
And then you just go to hide.
Oh.
And then you hide your photo. And then it'll go.
Hidden. And then face ID. You know my face. Don't play. And my husband just got an iPhone or something. Boy, if you watch this episode,
you get to know us.
I'm gonna warn you when you're gonna be at work. I'm gonna say, go to the bathroom, take a bathroom break real quick. Now, but yeah, just you know, yeah, if your spouse has or your significant other is physical touch, that's
you know what? I got a week off at the end of the month.
You love sexcation, girl,
and I don't think we record
right, and we don't.
Big mama. Because you call me Sugar Mama. Anyways. What the fuck were we talking about? This episode is spicy.
Right.
I didn't think that I would ever
open. Because of Valentine's Day coming up. This little song be spontaneous.
I didn't think that I would be opening up to you guys in this type of way.
Hey, this is the type of stuff that need to be talked about, though.
Ooh, child. God, what's that for?
But now it's time to simmer down.
Let's
talk about love languages with friends and family. non-romantic relationships. How are you with that?
I'm actually pretty good. Like I said, I'm learning my friends' love language. So like one of my friends, I love her to pieces because she knows that physical touch is my love languages or one of my love languages. And what she has done was... she hugs. Mm. She normally doesn't hug, but she'll hug and say bye, have a great day, yeah. I love you, and stuff like that. So to me, you learning me makes me just value our friendship on a whole nother level to where I want to do things for you. Yeah. So like acts of service or just, you know, wanting to bring you lunch or just spend some time with you. So like I have one friend and her relationship, I know that it's quality time, but when we get together, it's just we about to get together tomorrow.
Yeah,
all of us.
Yeah.
So I definitely love that part. I would say also just game nights or just dates. Like I do date my friends. Mm-hmm. So last week we did a movie. Last month we did a movie. This week I believe we're supposed to be making perfume.
Okay.
I haven't got a date yet. Okay.
I haven't got a date yet. I'm about to do that with my friends too.
The other one, March, I'm supposed to plan. So I haven't figured out what we're going to do for March, but just making our friendship a priority outside of nightlife.
Right. Yes. I'm so over that nightlife stuff.
I tend to want to go do nightlife every now and then, but I can't do a hangover.
I can do nightlife, but I like it now with my spouse. Well, we like to bar hop sometimes, every now and then.
Have you ever went tipsy grocery shopping?
You asked me this before, and no. And I'm not going to.
Girl, you going grocery shopping tomorrow. You might as well just go ahead. Go.
Now you know my schedule.
Because we got the same damn schedule. What
do you mean? We'll be at Central Market at 9 in the morning.
Well, actually, because I'm going to Plano today. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go to HEB.
Okay.
I love HEB and I love Central Market, but sometimes HEB has more of what I need than Central Market.
I ain't never even been to HEB. I'm not driving to one because it's too far. But they building one 5 minutes from my house.
Ooh, right now. Yay! Yes. Because then I'll drive there.
Yeah.
Then up there.
Literally, I'm kind of nervous because I'm like, how's this in the traffic going to work?
Oh, but, yeah, because when they first built one, the first one that they built up there, they it was just crowded, like every day crowdness.
Yeah.
And then it started simmering down when they opened up Plano, and then they opened up McKinney, and then they opened up a second Fresco location, but it's on 380.
Yeah.
Where I used to live. So like now everything is kind of like calmed down a bit.
But my sister is head of security for all HEB locations.
I know.
Regional manager. Yeah. She be at everyone. She be sending us pictures at 5 something. We are asleep. We know it's a line of millions of people finna open. But right now, we are asleep. Okay? Don't text us.
Yeah, I told her something. I think I was with you. She said, yeah. Oh, was he doing his job? Because I said.
She don't play. She mean kind of too.
I said. I said, I don't know. Boss. I don't want to be checked by security.
She played too much. But
yes. Yeah. Do tipsy grocery shopping.
Okay. If I ever do it, I will let you know.
But do tipsy grocery shopping. And then when you do tipsy grocery shopping, what happens is that you are probably traveling with your groceries a little too long to where you need to go get another drink. But then you already have a bottle in the car, right? Irresponsible. You have a bottle in a car because you went partying, or this is just the party bottle that you have, and then you go to Five and Below and you get a Red Bull or orange juice and a little cup, and you just walk it around shopping until you sober up.
Wow. She has a whole strategy for this, y'all.
I haven't done it in a long time, but that sounds like something fun to do today. There's a lot of things that we gotta do today.
Well, we know what she's doing today. Tipsy grocery shopping. That's funny. But yeah,
I die.
Sorry, y'all. Y'all know how we be. We're gonna get off topic a little bit, and we're gonna go right back on to it.
But what about you? How do you show love languages in your friendships and your family members?
I don't really show love languages when it comes to my friends. I haven't even been around my friends in a while, so that is what it is. My friend group, well, I have a new friend group as well, but my friend group, we all are the same. We all married and we all have kids. So most of the time, like, we just be texting and that's about it. Like, we check on each other, but we've been friends for so long. Like, it doesn't matter if it's some gaps on when we haven't seen each other or when we haven't talked. Like, you know, you just pick back up where you go whenever you got time. But we literally all have been friends for like 20 plus years. So, but I do have a new friend group. And I'm so excited because I actually met these two girls through my job. So I work from home. And so I met these two. Yes. And I'm so excited because one of them lives in Florida and the other one lives here in Dallas. And we have never physically met in person yet.
Are you guys finally meeting?
Yes. Okay. So in March, the first weekend in March, we planned an all girls date. And so we got all this stuff planned. And I'm so excited. The one from Florida, she flying here with us. And like, we're all content creators too. So it's about to be the dopest vlog. So I'm excited about that. But then I'm excited to get to know them more. And I'm just glad that I have some content friends now, because that's something that I've been kind of like desiring for a while, to have some content creator friends. So I'm excited about that. But however, when it comes to these love languages, it's me learning the love language of each of my kids, because you know I have five of them. And for me, going back to what you talked about before about your brother and the physical, you know, physical touch type of thing, like, I am, it's like the only person who can physically touch me without me cringing is my husband. Outside of that, friends, I get a little hug there, but when it's my kids, it's really tough, y'all. It's really tough. Mainly because I feel like I didn't really get that as much as a child.
Okay.
And so when my kids do it, it's very cringy. And I have noticed over the year, even when I say I love you too, I have noticed over the years that I'm only hurting them if I don't give it to them. Like, I have to, when it comes to that, I have to put myself aside and get out of my discomfort to make sure my kids get exactly what they need. Like, even one of my kids came up to me and was like, can you please hug me every day? And you all understand how that broke my heart. And I'm like, dang, like, you know what I'm saying? It's something that's so hard for me, but now I make it a priority to, I'm being intentional with them too. I make it a priority to give that hug. I'm making it a priority to say I love you. I'm making it a priority to spend that quality time. And they're each different and their love languages are different. But I love it, and it's a journey, and they're all unique. So I'm learning to love each of them in the way that they desire to yeah. be loved. And it is growing and strengthening our relationships. And another reason why I'm making it a priority to do that is because one day they're going to be adults, and the time is coming. It's very soon. My kids are not that young. And so I want to be able to give them everything. Even these last couple years have kind of just like, they have changed me a lot. And I'm trying to make sure that I'm giving them everything that they need so that when they grow up and they get married and they have kids, they won't have to struggle with these same things because they didn't get it from their mother. And then also, since me and my husband has been married, like, we just had this really big, like, we already vibe and we bond so strong, and it, and our love is rolling over into the kids. So, like, a lot of nights, we all just be sitting in the room kicking it, talking. Yeah. Like, we intentions of watching a movie, but we just sitting there cracking up, talking, you know.
Yeah, you definitely have stuff. You definitely have an open door policy. Because because I'll be talking to you on FaceTime, and I see one, and then the other one's gone, and then the other one comes up, and then this is a whole 15-minute conversation, yes. especially about that dollar
girl.
For a matcha.
Yes. Listen, life lessons. I'm so big on them life lessons. So I just, my household, my family, my spouse, it's so much love in that place. It's ridiculous. And I'm just glad to like have matured and grown and, you know, see things that may be lacking or things my children need yeah. and just be willing, be a parent that's willing to even let me pay more attention to these kids so I know exactly how they need to be loved and then demonstrate that.
And that's
them.
Really big as a parent to just realize your flaws and then going into changing that or learning right. to it change is. That. Because some people might even recognize it and acknowledge it, but they won't do anything mm-hmm. about it. But the fact that you are doing something about it shows very right. growth.
Yeah, because so. People don't like to be, they don't like to be uncomfortable. And I've learned that if you want to grow, you got to be uncomfortable. Right. If you want to succeed in life, you got to do some things that's going to make you uncomfortable. And so I'm like, at the end of the day, how much do I love my kids? Do I love them enough to feel uncomfortable? Yes, the fuck I do. So I'm going to make sure.
I'll make sure I've looked that out too.
Yeah. Even if, hey, on that side of the episode, they say explicit.
But I'll make sure it's as explicit, because it is explicit.
Yeah, and you know it's funny, because earlier in the episode, you said, what the fuck, man?
I said, what the truck, man?
Oh, oops. But but yeah, I'm going to, yeah, I'm definitely, I'm definitely going, if it made me feel uncomfortable, I don't care. I'm going to make sure that my kids get what they need. And that's the thing, when you practice doing that, then it becomes
a habit,
comfortable,
and yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely so. Agree.
Yes.
Well,
that's all we have. What a great episode.
Woo-hoo.
Yes.
My cheeks are so like my jaws. I think it's just because I was the laughter.
Yeah, it was a lot of laughter.
Because yeah. Maybe. Anyways, I'll talk to you after the pod, because I got some questions.
Okay.
thank you guys for tuning into this week's episode. Thanks. We appreciate you. Like always, we love and adore you guys. Yes. By the way, when we shot an episode, two episodes in the kitchen. Why y'all didn't tell me that my edges was looking like they was just, man. Well, but anywho.
That's okay. My lash came off on one of them episodes.
It was the same episode.
Was a bit rough.
I was in here like my edges. Like, because I do so a lot funny. Of slick back, so my ponytails are... Anyway. Yes, you can follow us at They Love Our Energy on our Instagram and our YouTube, Apple and Spotify. And you can find me at everythingtreya_. And you can find Renata at...
Always Our Nicole. Nicole is spelled NECHOLE. And make sure when you see this episode, if you're watching it on YouTube, go ahead and press that subscribe button.
Ding.
Go ahead and press that like button. Boom. And won't you go ahead and comment on this episode, because y'all know it was good and juicy and you want to talk about love. So go ahead and let us know what your love language is.
Alrighty. Love you.
Love you guys.
Bye.
See you next week.